You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
You can have no desire to do wrong. You listen to the wrong things, your heart will start beating after. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And much of the music that's in the world is coming from Lucifer himself. Notice he was the worship leader in heaven. I said he was the what? Right. There is no worship leader greater than Lucifer. He was made by God to do what he does. In Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, he's described.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Kingdom Authority Over the Demonic. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 9.
You come to church and you want to be comforted, but somebody's got to be delivered. And when you hear those sounds, stop acting like you never had a groan in your own life. You know when you were going through and you were all by yourself and nobody understood that you groaned waiting for somebody to pay attention to your needs. Man, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Oh my God. Glory to God. And I feel an anointing that's reverberating in the region. And when he came out of the ship, there's a work that God wants to do outside of pulpit preaching. Glory to God. There are people waiting on the mic, but when you come out of the pulpit, do you have power? Can you move some demons when you come out of the pulpit? Come on, Merton Clark, you got to be anointed when you get out of the pulpit. When he came out of the ship. Glory to God. Let me just help you. When you leave this building, don't be afraid or intimidated when you hear sounds coming from demonic strongholds. The Bible says immediately they met him out of the tombs, out of a cemetery, out of a graveyard, a man with an unclean spirit. I'll talk about it in a moment. He had his dwelling among the tombs. In other words, instead of living in a plush house, he decided to go to the graveyard. Just to my left, to your right, there are many people buried. Just to your right, on the other side of that wall. I want you to think about somebody living out there, not wanting to go home. Not only did he live out there, but the Bible is going to describe what kind of lifestyle this man had while living in the tombs. He was dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him. In other words, he had supernatural strength. Now, a lot of you all are attracted to strength, but where is the strength coming from? Some strength is not godly. Oh, my God. Some strength is straight up demonic. Glory to God. Some things that you admire had nothing to do with God. The Bible says that this man full of demons, no one could bind him. That means he didn't like to be confined. He didn't like order. He didn't like structure. Anytime he get into an order, let me just help the church, because people like to look at the demoniac, but there's a lot of demons running around with clothes on. And this is not gender specific. There's some ladies that just don't like any structure. We're moving in a time now where male and female do not like structure. We want to be unstructured. and liberated. But what we got to do is understand that this man would not have any. I don't want to go to work on time. I'm tired of that. I don't like any. I don't know. Put me in a box. You got to look at it. What is the string now that this is tied to? Because everything that's worthwhile or everything that's godly has structure. Glory to God. Everything that God deals with, he's never loose fitting. He is firmly fixed. Be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, inasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain. So anything that lacks structure is not of God. It is chaos. It is the open door to chaos and confusion. And God is not the author of confusion. And you're watching, Mark is describing to you, he's giving you an illustration of what it was like for this man. No one could tame him. No one could bind him. No, not even with chains. He was unrestricted. Look at verse 4, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces, neither could any man tame him. That means he was almost like animalistic, because man has been able to tame whales. Man has been able to tame lions. Man has been able to tame tigers. Man has been able to tame horses. But no man could tame this man. Untamable. Unpredictable. And a lot of times it can seem to be attractive when somebody like that. But I'm here to tell you, pull the string to see if it's demonically influenced. Look at verse 4. I'm sorry, verse 5. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs. So he would climb the mountain and then go in the tombs. Notice he's crying and cutting himself with stones. So he's crying. That's his humanity. But the cutting himself is the demon trying to destroy him. And you'll see that in our community today. Crying, help me, help me. I'm in trouble. At the same time, going into the tomb and cutting oneself with rocks. Glory to God. It's like insanity. Getting out of one issue and jumping back into another. And expecting God to deliver every single time. And I come against the liar called Satan. The loose footing slew foot. That old devil, the dragon that comes in many forms. Hallelujah. Luciferic. Glory to God. Satan himself, demonic spirits that come to tantalize and hinder the people of God, have the people of God crying on a Sunday morning, but cutting yourself on a Monday morning. And I come against that flip-flop spirit in the name of Jesus, and I command the evil one to let you. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost to come against the devil that's got you crying in one moment and cutting yourself in the next. It is not God, and whom the Son sets free should stay free. And if God ever delivers you, why would you go back to bondage? Why would you climb a mountain and cry and go into a tomb and cut yourself? Do you want to be free? And if you want to be free and God sets you free, then you need to stay free. Glory to God. Some people are expecting God to do it all. No, he's not. He's not going to do it all. There's some things you may have to do. Let me put it this way. There's some things you will have to do. Notice the scripture says in verse 6, when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped. I what's wrong with us? Even the devil worships. I don't lift my hands. You better get yourself together. The Bible says that this man fell at his feet, demons in him, and he worshiped. He ran to Jesus. Now, I want you to please note, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but Jesus did not initiate this. The spirits in him ran to Jesus, which means they are identifying his deity and his power. That's the devil knows when an anointing is in the room. Glory to God. And that's why you don't ever have to pass a business card if you're anointed. You don't ever have to say, look at me, I have been set free. You never have to say, look at me. Their eyes will fall on you. See, people want to get, you've been watching too many reels. You've been carried up into a high mountain like Jesus and showed the kingdoms of the world. And, oh, I can do it. But you don't even have a root system. You've been carried away in your imagination because you see other people doing it. Not even 1% of rappers make it big time. Not even 1% of rappers, the ones that's on the corner rapping, and hip to the hop. You know, I know y'all don't know nothing about that, but that's how it started. Hip to hop, the hip to the hippity, hip dip to hop, but don't stop a rocking, the bang bang boogie. All of that kind of stuff that came out before any of you all were born. That's why I'm looking at this stuff saying, man, y'all don't even have a clue. The hook and the beat came from somebody you don't know. Only 1% make it, and they're helping all of us like puppet masters to dance to a tune. The men say, we're your masters. We determine what you like. We determine what you wear. And y'all still running after this foolishness. And you got to understand the string that's tied to it. It's all demonic. All those hooks, many of those guys are smoking and on acid when they write their lyrics. Glory to God. You don't even understand the world behind the music that's drawing our youth away from God. It's influenced by demonic spirits. And even if you don't have a heart to do something that's wrong, if I place something in your ear, you're going to develop the appetite. Glory to God. Demons are quiet now, right? Ain't no crying now. He too close to me. He too close. You could have no desire to do wrong. You listen to the wrong things, your heart will start beating after it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And much of the music that's in the world is coming from Lucifer himself. Notice he was the worship leader in heaven. I said he was the what? Right. There is no worship leader greater than Lucifer. He was made by God to do what he does. In Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, he's described. You read it. Pipes are coming out of him. He can generate his own music and own beats. He doesn't need a synthesizer or any computer. He doesn't need a MacBook Pro. Coming out of him. Coming out of him. All of the stuff that you like, all of the music came out of him. When he was holy, he was beautiful. He led the whole heavenly host into worship to God. But Jesus said, I saw him fall as lightning. And as soon as he came into the earth realm, he's the God of this world. And he understood then and he understands now the way to get to a whole generation. They can stay in their houses and they go to church on Sunday. But what did you listen to last night? I got to break through it to get a word to you. I got to break through it. I got to be loud. I can't even, you'll go to sleep on me and get in your car and turn the music up loud. Subwoofers. Mm. I hear you. Every time I stop at a stoplight, I hear you. And y'all sitting back going to go way back in God. We can never go way back in God. Something has been unleashed. What we need is deliverance in God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And maybe somebody will pick up the mantle and be more suave than I am as you deal with your generation. But I'm here to tell you, I saw these things coming out of the sea with boils, chaos, and it's tied to music and demonic influences. Thank you, Lord. And when he saw Jesus, he worshiped, cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you? Have you come to torment me? What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. I adjure thee by God that you torment me not." Here you see the devil recognizes that God is real. "Don't torment me." How could Jesus torment him? Is to cast him out. And one of the worst things the devil wants, or he can't stand, is to be cast out of a body. That's torment for the devil. He loves to be inside of flesh. The disembodied spirit is tormented when he's not inside of you, when he has to walk around not having a body to control. His network requires that he manipulates flesh. Jesus asked, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Like 6,000 is a legion in the Roman army. It's 3,000 or 6,000. Let me go lowball. I would say 3,000. It may be 6. Now, I want you to see something about the network, because the kingdom authority in Jesus, in the life of Jesus, here in this region where the demoniac has been revealed, depicts a picture of the demoniac and demonic networks. Out of Mark chapter 3 and verse 22, the scripture the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said that Jesus is possessed by Beelzebub, by the help of the prince of demons, or the lord of the fly. And he's casting out demons, verse 23, and he summons them to him and said to them in parables. Notice this, or illustrations. He says to them, "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided and rebelling against itself, that kingdom cannot stand." Now, in the third chapter, Jesus is showing you that Satan has networks and systems, which I don't believe the church has really understood. He is interconnected. Years ago, when cyber was really kicking off, we had what we call free conference calls. They still have them now, but I want you to think about it. Free conference calls. And there are times if you check your phone bill, if you dial into a free conference call, you would see your place where you were able to hub or huddle was somewhere in Idaho or somewhere in somewhere in California. Right? Well, I never went to California. But where we were able to find each other was in a different land or a different state. So our meeting actually was held in a different state while I'm standing here. Where is that state? How would I locate it? Does it have an address? I'm talking about the actual meeting room. And you would hear, listen to what I'm saying. There is no address. It's just the space in cyber that gives us an opportunity to speak to each other. Satan's network is like that. He creates space, my God, where his demonic influence reigns. You say, well, where's the address? I don't know. I can't locate it. I just know the influence is there. And it's hidden to the naked eye. Glory to God. Jesus is explaining in chapter 3 that Satan has a network. He would never cast out himself, or it will work against what he's trying to do. He has structure and order within his network. And those low-level demons, like the ones that's in the demoniac, are afraid of leaving their region because he's assigned them. He's of a higher rank. He's assigned them to regions to handle certain things. And if you cast them out, they won't know what to do. They will be out of sorts. And a demon that's out of sorts is out of order, and they're punished for being out of order. Glory to God. Please, please don't send me out. Satan will get mad. The prince of demons will be mad at me if I have to leave my region. And where would I go? I was assigned here. I know this spot. But if you cast me out, where would I go? Who can I manipulate? They have others assigned to them. I was assigned to this group. And if you cast me out, I won't have my senses and I won't have my skill set and I will be warped and Satan will punish me. I may even be cast into the abyss because there is no mercy in his kingdom. Please go back and read Mark chapter 3. Don't jump over it. Because a house, he says in verse 25, that's split and divided would not stand. If Satan raised up an insurrection against himself and he's divided, he cannot stand. He goes on to say, no one goes into a house, into a strong man's house, and ransacks it. This is powerful. Ransack his household's goods, right and left, and seize them as plunder, unless he first does what? Bind the strong man. And so if you are a mighty woman or a mighty man and I wanted to ransack your house, I got the first tie you up and make sure you're locked in this chair. Then I can do what I want in your house. And that's why you see robbers, the first thing they do, they come in with a gun. Who's the boss? Usually it's the man. They're either going to kill him or tie him up. And then they can take whatever they want and even make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And milk, because I don't have to worry. If I got the strong man, I'm done. I don't have to worry about the children, especially little girls. I can have my way with them. Now, he's showing you how Satan works. In his kingdom, he's not going to fight against himself. What he's looking for is the strength. Who's strong? Who's strong in the midst? Who's strong? So let me first shackle them. Then I can have my way with whatever I want. I got to take you deeper. Isaiah 49, NIV, in verse 24. Jesus is actually drawing this from Isaiah 49 when he says, can plunder be taken from warriors or captives rescued from the fierce? Can I steal goods from a warrior? A person that's trained to protect themselves? Can captives be taken from the fierce? In other words, if the fierce has locked people down, can you take captives from him? The answer is no. Look at verse 25. But this is what the Lord says. Yes, your captives or captives will be taken from warriors and plunder received from the fierce. In other words, the demonic spirits that are stronger than you, I'm going to do something for you. The ones that's fierce, these are not play-place demons. They are trained in battle and how to manipulate. And once they take ground, they don't like to give it up. Yes, captives will be taken from warriors and plunder received from the fierce. I will contend with those who contend with you. In other words, God says, I'm going to start fighting your battles because you can't win this with demons.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Kingdom Authority Over the Demonic, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Attention high school seniors, apply now for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship and take your first step towards higher education. Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated inspires a passion for aviation through STEM and STEAM programs. Don't miss out. Applications are due by Monday, January 27th and are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter. For questions, contact Elder Toby Hobart at 321-305-9831. Seize this opportunity for your future. Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high-energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 8 and 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. And men, it is time to register for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo.
Baby dedication is scheduled for Sunday, December 29th at the 8 a.m. service. Forms are due by Sunday, December 15th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
This is the season that we celebrate our Savior who was born for the world.
It's cool.